Hello, Audio Boo. Pawari here. Sorry for the noise in the background. This is a dinner boo. It is the 16th of February and 6 o'clock in the evening. And I broke February. I'm so sorry. My confessional. I've completely, utterly forgot to boo yesterday. So we'll just carry on and pretend I didn't. I shall carry on with the topics and see how I go. Had a lovely evening out yesterday, as Acrobat has already said, on his boo. So I won't repeat all that. But yes, it was a very nice meal out, very overdue. We don't go out together nearly as often as we ought. But yes, did really enjoy a meal out. Which, quite ironically, today's topic for February is dinner parties. And it's been a bit confused, hasn't it? Because it was originally the boo topic for a few days ago, and then they've moved it. So some people have already booed about it, and some people haven't. I did like SM2N's boo on the topic, particularly his concern that he, as the host, would not interest the famous people enough. You know, what would the famous people? Why would the famous people want to come to a dinner party with anyone of us as the host? Which I found quite amusing, because after all, this is a fantasy dinner party, and in my fantasy I am completely entertaining and witty and fabulous. Of course I'd want to come to any dinner party of mine. So the fantasy aspect kind of rules for me. I have no concerns about that part at all. But where my imagination starts to run short is the whole dinner party thing. That very sort of formal idea of a meal sat down in your house where you as the host have provided all the food and all the stress that belongs to that. Getting the house ready beforehand. And then I started worrying, well, I couldn't actually fit four people plus us around the dining room table, and that would be a problem. And of course, had to remind myself that this being a fantasy dinner party, that possibly I could make my dining room a little bit bigger and buy food in, and possibly a chef to go with it. So maybe that wouldn't be so much of an issue. But then, given that it's a fantasy, do I really want to be in a dinner party situation with that whole worrying about which fork you're using, and that everything is on? Oh, I don't know, I think because the stress involved in that has just embedded into my psyche. So maybe a fantasy pub meet instead. Pub meet, I could go with that. As long as the music's not too loud and get to chat to everybody, that'd be much, much better. But then I have the problem that I can't actually fit all my heroes into just four people. And I'm not quite sure I'd have the pub meet. But then it's a pub, so you can have more people in it. So that's okay. And I'm allowed living and dead. They didn't mention fictional characters, did they? I want to be clear on this. I think that if this is a fantasy pub meet with your heroes, that maybe there should be a few fictional people in there as well. You know, make the conversation a bit more interesting, wouldn't it? And I think perhaps to a certain extent our idea of famous people probably are a bit fictional anyway, in the way that the media present famous people probably doesn't have an awful lot of bearing on reality. So I don't see why I can't have fictional people there as well. But that still isn't really helping in terms of making a list. I'll just go down the pub instead. I think that's probably just a lot easier, because there's bound to be interesting people there anyway that you can talk to. And it doesn't really, really matter if they're famous or have been in a paper or loads of people know their name, because people are interesting in general, and maybe it doesn't really matter. So maybe we just have a boo buddy pub meet. There, that'll do. That's my fantasy dinner party. Bye all.